rookie class of 2012, overall, who would you say was the MVP rookie of the season?
You know, I wouldn't answer that question specifically because it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the guys. But, you know, we're still encouraged about our class. They're improving weekly. We're getting production out of most of them. And we feel like overall this will be a group that will end up, you know, being with us for a long time.
Coach, how has Brockers changed things for this defense?
Well, he's helped up front, certainly in our defense against the run, because of his athletic ability and his strength. And as of late, he's really, you know, contributing to our pass rush and our pressure, because a key component of pass rush is inside pressure, and that's what he's been providing for us.
Jeff, how has Brandon Gibson played this year? How would you say he's played?
He's been very productive for us. Made some key catches in some key situations. Been very consistent, and he's in the right place at the right time. And Sam trusts him. He's very reliable.
You know, is it just kind of the way it is with your receiver core? He went a couple games without catching any, and then he's like maybe the receiving star of the game.
Well, yeah, it is. It really depends on coverage and you know selection, progression, a lot of different things. So, and it's a good part about this group. It's a very unselfish group. When one guy makes the catch, everybody else is excited because it's the group that's on the other end of the throw rather than just the person.
Coach, how would you assess your punting team as a whole and Hecker as an individual punter?
Well, considering the quality of returners that we've faced, it seems like week after week after week, I'd say they've done an outstanding job. When you talk about the different returners from Peterson at Arizona to McElvin last week, I mean, you know, week after week, we're putting a lot of pressure on Johnny to put the ball on the boundary, to angle kick, which is difficult. And it seems like, you know, with consistency, the guys are getting down and making the plays.
Jeff, when there's a late and close situation, and whether it's offense or defense and someone has to make a play, what's the quality? What is it about some teams that can do it and some teams that can't do it late when a play needs to be made to win a game?
Well, I think it comes down to the individual playmaker. I mean, you hope that you have enough on both sides of the ball to where they're hoping that they get the opportunity to make the play themselves as opposed to hoping that someone else does. That's kind of what it comes down to.
Coach, I know you talked about AP on Monday, but in your years in Tennessee, was there a week where you faced that superstar running back that's somewhat similar to this week that you knew it was all going to be
about? Yeah, a few years ago we played Minnesota. And yeah, I feel the same way now as I did then. So, yeah, I don't forget that week at all. But, you know, it's not easy. I mean, what he's done specifically just the last 5 weeks is just off the charts. He's got a touchdown run in each of the last 5 weeks of 51 yards or more. I mean, in each of the weeks, I mean, against good defenses. I mean, 200 yards rushing against Seattle, you know, something like that. So, I mean, you don't see anybody like him. And, you know, it's interesting watching the Bears play him, you know, twice in 3 weeks or something like that. And they're used to him. They know him. They know what they're going to get. And, you know, they still can't, you know, manage the run game. So it's going to be, you know, more than a challenge for us. And, you know, we had a big challenge with the Niners, had a big challenge last week. We only had 20 carries against San Francisco and 17 from the backs last week. This one's going to be a little different. Our key to defending Adrian Peterson is keeping Sam under center. I mean, that's the only chance you got. You know, you got to keep him on the bench.
You had a 2,000-yard rusher in one of the weeks, I guess it was five or six, with Chris Johnson. As the season progresses, do you just kind of get a feeling that maybe something special is happening? It's like we got to feed him the ball.
Well, the key with the number itself, the 2,000 yards, it's the big plays. You know, that's how you're going to get there. I mean, CJ had runs of 80, you know, and 85, and, you know, consistently week after week he was going the distance, and that's the same thing that AP's doing right now. And he's, you know, he's a violent runner and it's hard to bring down. Rarely do DBs get him down one-on-one, and when they do, he pats him on the back of the helmet and says congratulations. So he's fun to watch as long as you're not preparing for him.
That being said, Coach, what's Ponder's role in that offense? What are you seeing on tape?
Well, he's making good decisions. You know, he's keeping drives alive on third down. You know, when you're so committed to stopping that run, it makes his job a little bit easier getting the ball down the field. He's got a favorite target in the tight end. He can make the big throws. Little Rook from Arkansas is running through coverage, and he can make the deep throw.
Got a fan question for you, Coach. Want to know, at least in recent weeks, it seems like.
So you went 13 weeks before you asked a fan question?
Well, this is one that I wouldn't ask, but okay. Like about how practice was or anything.
Okay.
But anyway, no, about deferring. It seems like you've deferred a lot recently. Mm-hmm. And just what's the logic behind that?
Well, I guess there's twofold. One, if you win the toss and defer, it's the only way you're almost guaranteed to have back-to-back possessions, one at the end of the first half, and then because you get to start off the third quarter with the ball. The other thing is that typically at halftime, most of the spectators go upstairs. And so if you come back on defense and you want crowd noise, you don't get it in the first series of the third quarter because no one's in the seats. If you're on the road, you don't have to worry about it offensively because no one's in the seat. So it just gives you an opportunity to settle down. But, you know, it's nice to go in that locker room at halftime, make adjustments, knowing that you're going to come out with the ball first.
With your offense struggling to score, how important is it for your punt team to do so well on the field position?
Well, field position, you know, obviously is important. And, you know, you flip the field. Johnny's done it a number of times. You flip the field, you get a three and out defensively, you know, you're starting to win field position battles, and that's, you know, the punting's, central to that.